Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. And he not only lives in all our hearts, he lives in Orlando, Florida, and in Austin, Texas, and in Mundelein, Illinois. Yes, Virginia, you heard right. Do a search on an internet people search engine, and you'll come up with 5 different Santa Clauses in the United States. Well, maybe 4. There are 2 Santas from Mundelein. Each has a different telephone number, but the same address. And I know what you're wondering. Sure, they're Santa Clauses, but which of them is the real one? Here's the shocker. In the eyes of the law, likely, not a one of them is real. Through the learned eyes of a lawyer leafing through the law books, there's only one real Santa Claus, and he lives in or near Salt Lake City, Utah. That's because he used to be named David Lynn Porter. Apparently tiring of that name and recognizing that the name Santa Claus would help him in his, quote, business and charity work, he asked a court to change his name to Santa Claus, and not being fussy, in the alternative, Kris Kringle. He got coal in his stocking at the trial court level. Application for name change denied. Too likely to create confusion, misunderstanding, and the court wrote, substantial judicial mischief. After all, who would dare sue Santa Claus? Such a name change could have a chilling effect on the courts. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so did Mr. Porter appeal that decision all the way up to the Utah Supreme Court. And the justices knew in a moment he'd soon be St. Nick. Santa Claus. They decided just last August that no valid reason existed in the law to deny Mr. Porter's request. Over dissenters' grinchy warnings that children would be misled and to allow him to take the name of a cultural icon would be against public policy, the majority voted that Mr. Porter could become Mr. Claus. And likely, right now, somewhere outside Salt Lake City, Utah, Mr. Claus is making a lot of money for charity. But don't tell that to Robert William Handley. Last year, he asked a court in Ohio to change his name to Santa Claus, showing a little less flexibility than Mr. Porter, and retaining as a middle name, Robert. He lives his life for the children, he argued, who all call him Santa Bob. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they could call him Santa Claus and be right if his driver's license proved his jelly-bellied identity? I don't want people to say you look like Santa, he explained to the court. I want to be Santa. Too bad, the court responded. Too misleading to children, against public policy, allowing Santa Bob to become the Santa could lead to his great economic benefit. And to paraphrase, Santa Claus belongs to all of us. Just don't try to take your share of his name. So, Virginia, there may be many Santa Clauses out there, but only one true Santa Claus. And while we're on the search engine, there's only one St. Nicholas. He lives in Westbury, New York, and one Kris Kringle, who lives, of course, in North Pole, Alaska. I'm Amy Guida.